You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Two kinds of dangers. One is what I just talked about, that we've arranged a society based on science and technology in which nobody understands anything about science and technology. And this combustible mixture of ignorance and power, sooner or later, is going to blow up in our faces. I mean, who is running the science and technology in a democracy if the people don't know anything about it? And the second reason that I'm worried about this is that science is more than a body of knowledge. It's a way of thinking, a way of skeptically interrogating the universe with a fine understanding of human fallibility. If we are not able to ask skeptical questions, to interrogate those who tell us that something is true, to be skeptical of those in authority, then we're up for grabs for the next charlatan, political or religious, who comes ambling along. It's a thing that Jefferson laid great stress on. It wasn't enough, he said, to enshrine some rights in a constitution or a bill of rights. The people had to be educated, and they had to practice their skepticism and their education. Otherwise, we don't run the government. The government runs us.
WMDX 92.7. Was that David Brooks?
That was Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan. Oh,
yeah, remember?
I remember, sure.
Yeah. Way back when. That was.
I loved watching the show.
Oh, I know. Cosmos.
Yeah.
Universe.
Yes. He knew everything about space, the final frontier.
He knew it all.
He did. We got,
good morning.
We got some bad weather. I might as well just mention it here, you know.
Sure. Right off the top?
Sure. It's the National Weather Service. You know, it's funny, we're getting these things. They don't send up the balloons anymore or as often as they should. And Elon has his tentacles now in NOAA. But anyway, we're still getting some alerts here. And there's a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Iowa County, Columbia County, northern Dane County.
Right.
And Sauk.
Yep, southeast Sauk County.
Yes, and they're...
Until 6:30.
They're warning people about hazardous ping-pong-size balls of ice.
Otherwise known as hail.
Hail.
Yeah. Hail.
Yeah.
Gang's all here.
And they even mentioned in the warning that you might have to replace your roofs.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
that's helpful.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great advice. Yeah. Somebody there must work for an insurance company.
Maybe so. But this these storms are moving really fast. They're moving about 65 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
They should be well on their way by 6:30.
Where are they going in such a hurry?
They're moving to the east.
It says here, people and animals outdoors will be injured. Expect damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles.
Yeah. So,
hey, speaking of vehicles, I was driving in this morning, and I witnessed a small episode of Fast and Furious out there in University Avenue.
What are you talking about? What do you mean, Fast and Furious? Was there a drag race?
Yeah,
going
there
on?
Was, man. I think it was an unexpected drag race.
Were you a part of it?
But I watched it, and I'm just driving along as I always do, way over the speed limit.
Yeah,
and
that's University Avenue.
This guy is just speeds through all of the traffic. I mean, really, really, really cruising. And there was this other guy that had just been alongside of me as we were going down University Avenue, and he thought, screw this. And he took off after this guy to catch up to him and beat him.
Really?
Yes. And then they were racing down there a little bit. And then Campus Drive, you know, the actual freeway, the Autobahn here in Madison. And they really took off during that. I mean, they just went down there. But, of course, they get caught by the light.
Yeah.
So I got to see who they were, you know. Of course, they had the darkened windows.
Oh, so you couldn't really see them.
No, you couldn't see them. And that's one of the reasons why people have darkened windows. They don't want people to see them.
Some states, those darkened windows are illegal.
Well, even in this state, they're illegal.
Well, that's what I thought.
But a lot of people get away with it. Yeah. I don't know how or why, but they do. I mean, I got my windows darkened, but the people that did it said, no, you can't get that. You can't get it that dark.
Can't do it.
And I'm glad they told me that because these are the side windows, the driver's side and the passenger side. And if they were a little bit darker, I could not see traffic at night. You know, I could look at night. At night, it's really kind of a problem because it adds darkness to darkness and it makes it more difficult to see traffic or people, pedestrians.
Yeah.
So it,
it's a problem.
Well, it's not a big problem, but if it were darker, it would have been a definite problem.
Mm-hmm.
And my younger son, who does drive, the older one doesn't, but he doesn't drive my car. Now, I got the Prius so he could drive it, but he doesn't like driving it now because I tinted the windows. He says, well, I can't see anything. It's like, they're not that dark. Come on, man, they're not that dark. Oh, my God.
But they're very stylish.
But
people like that.
You know, I drive through Dane County all the time doing the census, right? And I'm out there in the sun in the summer. It's even worse. It's just really bright. And having all this brightness around me, and you know, I guess I'm aging here, but my eyes start hurting a little bit, and it's uncomfortable, and it gets hot. So I got them tinted just because I just don't want that kind of heat and sunlight coming through the windows of my car.
It's
very uncomfortable for your eyes.
It is. Yeah. My eyes, I don't like bright lights either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, I was 30 years working in television. It blinded me.
Yes, you worked under the bright lights. Yeah. You're a big celebrity.
It's awful.
You always remind people of your celebrity.
Throw that out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's 12 minutes past the hour. John Peterson, Gordy Young, producer Sam, pushing the buttons and switches. It's Friday. Hey, that's a good thing. We made it through the week.
I can't wait till AI decides how I describe this little Fast and Furious episode of mine.
Do you think if we talk about AI during the show a lot, that it will start to grasp that we have a attitude about AI one way or the other if we keep talking about AI?
But I think AI might have an attitude toward the show host, John and Gordy.
It got us mixed up the other day on one of the descriptions.
Yes, that's right. It gave attribution to you, I think, instead of something that I said.
Exactly. So it's still learning.
We reprimanded AI for such an egregious act.
All right. Well, weather-wise today, you know, we already mentioned the severe thunderstorm warnings till about 6:30, and then things should improve a bit.
Through northern Dane County.
Yes, and Columbia County and part of Sauk County and Iowa County. But those are moving along really quickly and should be out of here in 15 or 20 minutes and on their way to the east, hopefully. Otherwise, today, right now it's 52 degrees. Would you like to know what the high today would be, John? Do you have that on your Samsung WMDX watch?
I do have that on here.
And while you're doing that, you know, check the sunrise and sunset.
I've got it now.
Do you have it?
55 currently.
Okay.
A high of 67 today. Boy, it's warm this morning, isn't it?
Okay. Well, let's get out the lottery ball machine and see what that has to say.
It has ping pong sized hail in it.
That's what we're using today. First number coming up the shaft, it's 6. Mm-hmm. Second number is 4.
What?
64. What did you say?
I said 67.
Okay. Well, we'll find out.
It's
later
warm
on today.
It's really warm this morning.
It's warm in here. Well, you know, we could douse the lights in here a little bit. Are those on dimmers? Those aren't dimmers, are they? No.
Here's the thing.
We could do the show in darkness. We should do that one day. Just do it in total darkness.
Total darkness. Yeah. No one can see us, right?
Yeah.
Just not turn the cameras on.
Right.
There, you know, I did put down my grass seed yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
You did that.
I went out in there.
Finally.
It's something else, you know, yeah. It's so easy to do, but yet it's something, I said, am I going to do it right? Am I going to blow this? How much grass seed am I going to have
left? You have the spreader, right?
I got the spreader. I filled up the spreader a whole bunch. In fact, I just used the whole damn bag. I didn't care. I kept going back out there reseeding.
Really?
I didn't care. What's going to happen, right?
I don't know.
What, I'm going to be squeezed out of my yard by by overgrown grass?
You're going to have like a, it's going to be like the green at a golf course now, that dense of grass. Oh,
could
That's
be.
That's true, yeah. But super long. So anyway, I get this job done finally, and I'm really happy with myself. And I know rain is coming. So I look at the radar, and I'm looking at the storms, and they're missing Madison. I was just like livid, you know. Yeah, I'm thinking, oh, no, I've got all the grass seed out there. I'm going to feed the birds, I guess, at this point. And, the storms went side by side just around Madison for some reason.
You just got to get a sprinkler out. Didn't, like, you,
yes.
Don't you have one from, like, when the kids or when your dog was young and they'd run through the sprinkler?
I did get the hose.
Well, perfect.
I set up the hose and the hose reel out there yesterday as well.
Did you?
I was going to use it, and I thought, nah. And then all of a sudden, what? It starts raining early evening last night.
Yeah,
a little bit. It saved me.
Good.
And I was happy.
Well, we'll get some more rain at times today, a little bit, here and there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're saying. So hopefully your grass seed will be just fine.
I know a lot of people are worried about my grass.
Well, all your neighbors certainly are. They're very concerned about whatever you do over there.
That's true.
Let's get to the National Day calendar for April 18th. That's today.
We almost don't have time for it.
That was your plan all along, wasn't it?
No.
What is it, or is it not today? Is it National Exercise Day?
Mm-hmm.
National Blue Jean Denim Day?
Yeah.
National Animal Crackers Day, National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day, or National Poem in Your Pocket Day.
It's not Poem in Your Pocket
Day. Well, you're wrong. It is National Poem in Your Pocket Day.
That was a dumb one. Okay.
Sam, do you take it?
What was the denim jean thing, whatever? It's not that day.
National Blue Jean Denim Day?
Yeah.
You are correct, sir.
Right. Really?
It's not National Blue Jean Denim Day.
I'm looking at a blue jean pocket right there with the heart in it.
That's the Poem in Your Pocket Day.
Oh.
Yeah. See, you were looking at my screen, but you still screwed up. Okay. National Poem in Your Pocket. Oh, who doesn't love a good poem in your pocket once in a while?
I've said that before.
Yeah. It shares the way poetry brings joy by simply carrying one in your pocket. When you share the poem, you'll bring joy to others. You imagine walking around the office and sharing the poem in your pocket.
I got a poem in my pocket. That sounds pretty sick.
HR wants to see you right now. Let's see. There are so many different styles of poetry. This day, however, places no restrictions on rhyme and out of time
poems
already.
Poems have to rhyme. Or else
they got
to poems.
Yeah, they do.
Let's continue this after the break.
Why don't we do that? It's John and Gordy in the morning. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Searching in the sun for another overload.
WMDX 92.7. Jimmy Webb song, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Performed by Glenn Campbell. Lineman, yep. Wichita Lineman.
Why are we playing
that? We're playing that because it's National Lineman Appreciation Day.
There you go.
On this day, it's got a picture there of a lineman way up on a pole working on those
it's
lines.
Glenn Campbell.
It's Glenn Campbell, yeah. You know, those guys do hard work after storms
it's
and everything.
It's totally insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy dangerous.
It is. Yeah, a couple of my cousins are linemen, and
really?
They go all over the Midwest whenever and wherever they're needed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, National Lineman Appreciation Day today honors the men and women who work around the clock to keep the power going. If the power is on where you are reading this article, you have a lineman to thank. There you go. Okay, well, give me their name and I'll thank them. From the power plant, the grid crisscrossing the country, both above and underground, right up to the meters. What?
John, you turn your laptop speaker off. You don't care at all about this,
really,
do you?
I don't care.
Of course I care. Okay. Okay, National Lineman Day. We salute all the line people out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where were we? National Exercise Day. Get
yes.
some exercise.
Got to exercise at yeah. least. I just read that if you exercise at least 5 minutes every day,
yeah.
it has a health benefit.
Well, they start out, years ago, they started out with like whatever minutes of exercise you should be having a day.
Right.
And then they found out that people still weren't exercising that amount. Yeah. So then they just, every year, they keep lowering the number. If you exercise 1 minute a day, apparently that's like good enough for them.
Well, I was at Planet Fatness yesterday,
yes.
There were a lot of people there. I don't know if they, usually it's not that packed, but there were a ton of people there yesterday. I mean, I guess getting ready for the Easter holiday.
Even
you
on
know.
A beautiful day, they were indoors.
Yeah, I know. Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to get in there 3 or 4 times a week, but it's,
good. That's good.
That's the goal, anyway. Let's see. National Animal Crackers Day. Remember Animal Crackers? They still make them, I think. National Animal Crackers Day celebrates a childhood favorite. A box of these sweet animal-shaped crackers not only provides a delicious snack, but also offers a little entertainment, too. Who knew?
What?
I don't. Have you ever been entertained by your animal cracker?
Well, I think when I was maybe 2, you know, lining up the animals to see which one would devour the other one.
And they're not that good.
I actually like them, but I'll tell you what.
Taste.
Okay. Now, there you go. I was going to bring this up because you can buy bad animal crackers that don't taste like anything, like cardboard.
Yeah, right.
And you buy the good ones that have all this flavor in them.
Yeah.
And you just have to find the right ones. That's all. I think Craven can find the Craven brand that Woodman's has. Mm-hmm. I think those animal crackers are pretty good. And they have really good animal crackers at Costco. A big giant barrel of... But you know, it's hard. You buy a bad box of animal crackers, and you go,
right?
"I'm never buying these damn things again."
Exactly. Yeah, they're really aimed at kids.
But no, they're so good. You just munch on them, right? Why don't they add protein powder to those damn things and make them healthy?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day. Mm-hmm. Okay. This occurs annually on the third Friday in April. The day aims to raise awareness and effectively rid homes of unused or expired prescription and over-the-counter
just
medicines.
Take them all.
Don't
that's how you clean them out. Just finally take those pills.
Set up a stand in front of your house
selling
them. Like a lemonade stand.
Yeah. I think that would be frowned upon by the authorities. How do you dispose of your expired or unused medications? Well, environmental studies show that flushing medications, that flows right into our water supply.
That's
a bad idea.
Yes.
They negatively impact the fish we eat and the water we drink.
How do we dispose of them?
Well, they have these days, you know, they have these special National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day, like today, to remove your home of risks associated with leftover medications. And there's an agency, the Drug Enforcement Agency, if they're still a thing in business.
Well, I think they probably cut that, too.
You think so?
Maybe they may be supposed to take it to a pharmacy where they can dispose of this. I would assume that's probably the easiest way to do it.
Ask your local pharmacist.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm skimming ahead here to see if they offer any advice, and they don't really do that.
No.
You would think here on National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day that they would give you some advice.
A whole bunch of places and links, right?
No. Not going to do it. Okay. Anything in the history books today, Sam?
It's about time you asked.
Please,
me.
God.
He waits so patiently for his moment of stardom.
This is your spotlight.
Exactly.
Spotlight on Sam.
Wow.
Okay.
History in the Reformation. You know Martin Luther, right? Not Martin Luther King, but Martin Luther.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. My whole religion is based on that
Luther.
Guy.
Exactly. Today in 1521, this is just like a really funny name. Because of how English works, Martin Luther was called to the Diet of Worms. Now you might be asking, what is the Diet of Worms?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
It's not where a bunch of people get together and eat some kind of delicacy worm or anything. It was a group of people in the Holy Roman Empire, a diet, a gathering, at a place called Worms in Germany.
Oh.
And basically they were interrogating him about his 95 theses that he posted up on the wall of a church.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Caused a big ruckus.
He did.
And he defended himself and said, yeah, you can call me a heretic, you can excommunicate me, whatever, I'm going to stand by what I said.
That's right. Mm. You know, people had to pay to become a Catholic. Or to be a Catholic,
or they guilt trip
a lot of people into it. Yes,
really.
Yep. And Martin Luther basically came out against all of that stuff, and boy, he had a hard time, a difficult time. But he
caused a few wars. You know, not a
just,
big deal.
Yeah, just minor. <Okay.
laughs> Today in 1775, it's the anniversary of Paul Revere's midnight ride.
Oh, sure.
British are coming.
The
British
North
are coming.
Church. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I just watched something on that last night
where
they were talking about, you know, how the British were going to come into what's the town?
Boston?
No, it was
Lexington.
Oh, Lexington.
Yes. Yeah. And they had lanterns in a tower,
right.
A church tower.
Right.
And two lanterns said they were coming by sea and one lantern on land.
That's it. Yeah.
That's right.
And they're going to reenact that.
Oh,
how
yeah.
exciting.
Yeah. Trump. They're going to reenact it because of Trump.
Oh, boy.
One if by land, two if by sea.
Yes.
All right, that's it for this half hour, but we've got a lot more to come. In about an hour, Rocker will be in the studio with a look at the Max Inc. preview, local music, and Midwest Farm Report coming up. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
92.7 WMDX. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, with producer Sam. Some storms rolling through our area, but they're moving very quickly and moving off to the east. The rest of the day, we'll see some clouds and some scattered showers. Yes, Sam?
They're in a hurry to get to their Easter weekend family gathering, right?
You think
that's
so?
That's why they're moving so fast.
Right. Easter week. Are you doing anything special for Easter? Are you
going
to Grandma's house or anything? No?
No, I wasn't planning.
Yeah, it's a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Lafayette, Greene, southwestern Columbia, and, of course, Dane County, northern parts of Dane County, but it looks like it's really going to hit Dane County as far as my radar is concerned.
You got the radar going?
I do have the radar going. So that's going on until about 7 o'clock at least, according to this.
Extended that. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, it's awfully dark out. We were just commenting during the break there that, boy, it's dark downtown.
Well, they have a location near Camp Randall Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they mentioned that along with Mount Vernon, Henry Vila Zoo, Mazamani, Arlington, Blue Mounds, Albany, Camp Randall Stadium, Monticello, New Glarus, Pine Bluff, the Interstate 90-94 Interchange, Poinette, Shorewood Hills, Lake Wisconsin.
Are they still talking about ping pong ball size hail?
I don't see that in here, but we should mention that.
It is. I think we're starting to see a little bit of rain.
I think this might be the difference here. 2-inch hail.
Oh.
Is that bigger than ping pong balls?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, that's bigger than a ping
that's
pong
huge.
Ball.
That's
huge.
That's probably golf ball, actually bigger than a golf ball. That's
almost like a small wiffle ball.
Oh, small wiffle ball.
Small wiffle
ball. How about a tennis ball? Maybe a tennis ball?
Yeah, a tennis ball. There you
that's
go.
Boy,
a 60-mile-per-hour wind.
You don't want to get hit with those.
No.
Those are bad.
So that's happening.
Okay.
Are you speaking from experience, Gordy?
No, but I would not advise being out there.
It's hard to know that we had sunrise at 6:10 because it's like night out there right now.
It's very dark.
Yeah. So anyway, Idiocracy, that's what we're celebrating. But we also are going to revive something that we put on hold for a long time.
We're bringing back a John and Gordy segment?
Well, we were warned by the fire department here in Madison not to use this anymore, but oh, the hell with it. We got so much stuff to play and burn.
What are you talking about?
This is a dumpster fire Friday.
Oh,
again.
The dumpster's back.
Got a lot of...
Get that fire going during the storms here. That's good.
A lot of stories. Ooh, that's nice. That's hot.
It's nice and warm. Get the marshmallows out. Okay. So we got a lot of stories to throw in the dumpster here.
We do.
Get caught up on things.
Well, you know, Doge is active, and they cut the CDC team as it was about to start a project to help North Carolina flood victims.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
They don't really plan these things out too well, right? So anyway, good luck, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, you're on your own, I guess.
Speaking of North Carolina, Trump went to North Carolina.
Oh, he did.
And, of course, he lied to them, and he got them to vote for him, saying that Biden wasn't helping them over Hurricane Helene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got their votes, and he decided not to help them over Hurricane Helene. So there you go. Nice going.
How
North
unusual.
Carolina.
Yeah.
Aren't they getting tired of being
lied to?
Yeah, you think, right?
you would expect
God,
that.
That's just crazy stuff.
I know it. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's one
first
big story. Can we throw
okay,
that
fire
into
up
the
dumpster again?
Just
here,
toss
get,
that in
put
there,
another log on the fire.
So okay. Done with it.
Okay. Whoa, there we go. Whoa, look out for the sparks. Oh.
Wow, that is hot.
Got some burners there.
All right, now let's go to the Defense Department, okay? Employees with the Pentagon's digital technology unit, dubbed the SWAT team of nerds, have decided to resign together.
SWAT team of nerds?
Yeah, I've got my own SWAT team of nerds at home. Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, have decided to resign together rather than deal with changes being brought about by Elon Musk's Department of, I'm not even going to say it, just Doge. They're not. There's no efficiency at all in that department.
No.
Anyway, they are effectively shutting down the tech unit by the end of this month. And without the program, some key efforts to counter adversarial drones will be sunsetted. So I guess we don't really need all of this extraneous spending and fraud.
No. Okay.
Oh,
oops. Sorry. No, that's
how you're listening to stuff in the middle of the show.
Oh.
Well, could we toss that into the dumpster, please?
Okay. Yeah, let's get
because
that
I have to get rid of this stuff.
Okay.
You know, I just can't hold on to it forever.
Okay.
All right. Okay, how about this?
Got more?
Yeah, okay. Steve Rattner, you know, the economist guy on
Morning
Show.
Yeah.
He said this, tax cuts account for 38% of the national debt, while recession responses and spending increases each caused about 29%. 38% for tax cuts, 29% for two things, recessions and spending increases. And now the Republicans want to pass $5.3 trillion in tax cuts. And he says, we can't keep this up.
Really?
Toss that in the dumpster.
Get it in the dumpster. Come on.
We know what we're doing here.
Fire it up.
Oh, man.
Get it out of here.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Here comes the fire department. Oh, look, it's raining. It's raining outside
now, too.
They warned
us, and they warned us.
Yeah.
Boy, let's keep that fire going, you know?
Okay.
All right. Here's something I thought was fairly entertaining. You know, MAGAs don't like the woke idea, so there is therapy now. And Tracy Ullman put together a therapy group for those who are suffering from wokeness.
Tracy Ullman?
Yes, this is cut 154.
Okay.
So let's listen to one of those sessions, shall we?
Okay, everyone, welcome. This support group is for people who are so woke that they are finding it impossible to have any fun at all. We have somebody new with us this week, so would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Oscar. I think, like a lot of you guys, for me, it started with the little things. Signing an online petition, going to a march. Well, I mean, before I knew it, I was I was writing to The Guardian about LGBT representation in the Harry Potter books.
Which is shocking, by the way.
All right, Lily. We've all read your blog. Don't worry, Oscar. You've come to the right place. All of the young people in this room are ruining their lives by being overly virtuous.
That's actually a microaggression to say young people, because it carries subconscious bias towards the elderly.
Actually, what you're doing is denying agency to the elderly, which is arguably much worse.
So this is what I'm talking about. You see, it's a slippery slope. One minute you're carrying a reusable water bottle, fine, and the next minute you're arguing that water is racist.
Oh my God, is water racist?
No, no, it's just an example. Right, how did you guys get on with the homework that I set you?
Guys isn't an especially inclusive term.
Not now, Jamie.
By homework, do you mean having to watch that old people sitcom?
It's called Friends, Lily, and you were supposed to watch it and enjoy it.
Well, I tried, but I found it deeply problematic.
Why?
Well, there's the homophobia, the transphobia, the fatism and the slut-shaming, and could Chandler be any more annoying?
You can't go through your 20s worrying about every aspect of everything. You have to pick your battles. And just remember that it doesn't really matter, because by the time you hit your 30s, most of you are going to be massively right-wing anyway. Have any of you started to think that maybe poor people don't deserve benefits?
No.
Well, watch out for that one, because that's how it starts.
There you go. Okay.
See, a little session on wokeness.
Tracy Ullman.
Yeah.
Haven't heard from her in a while.
Great so much. She's been out there a lot.
Yeah.
All right, now,
what?
Let's save that one, because that's a good one. We don't want to burn that.
What?
We don't want to throw that into the dumpster fire. Oh, don't. Whoa.
Okay.
Sam.
Here we go.
Oh.
Yep. There it goes. Okay.
Oh, well, again. You know, I'm a saver. You know, I like to save little bits and stuff like that.
Yeah, you are a hoarder. We were talking yesterday about all of the video and audio tapes that you've collected over
reel-to-reel
50
tapes.
Plus years. Yeah. Yes,
I know. It's ridiculous. It really is.
You have a storage room filled with that stuff.
But I didn't anticipate the digital age.
No.
I didn't anticipate 4K.
Well, here's the thing. The digital age has been here for more than 20 years, John.
Well, no, when I was recording, when, you know, cable first came in and you could watch all the old shows again, and they were playing everything they could possibly find because there wasn't a lot of material. So they just, you know, they dumped all of the ages of great comedy. Mm-hmm. And I was saving it all, thinking, I'm archiving this for all time. I'm going to be the guy everybody's going to go to. I'm the National Archivist, you know.
Right.
Oh, lightning out there. Right
yeah, now. We're getting thunder and lightning, State Street. And
hail.
Some
coming down.
Heavy rain and hail, yes.
But then I realized, too, that I have VHS and beta tapes that were all snowy and bad reception.
Yeah.
The early days of cable wasn't real clear.
No.
So, we had a lot of problems. All right, let's get back to Idiocracy. Do we have time here?
Oh, yeah.
I think so, sure.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, how about this? Elon Musk is being challenged by his old partner, Sam Altman.
Really?
Yeah, Sam Altman, and he used to work together on OpenAI, and, you know, of course, they had a difference of opinion on that. Mm. OpenAI became a commercial product as opposed to just a free product, and Elon didn't like that. Tough luck, man. Anyway, OpenAI is quietly working on its own X-like social media network.
Really?
Complete with a social feed center and you know, something very similar to ChatGPT.
Hmm.
All right? So they're wondering now, is it going to be a separate app or is it going to be part of ChatGPT? They don't know whether they're going to combine it. I think Elon is combining his AI
thing
app.
Okay.
AI. He's combined his and I guess, you know, who knows, Sam Altman might be out there doing his thing. So this is good news. This is competition. That's what it's all
competition
about.
Is good. Okay.
Yeah.
What happened to the dumpster? The fire is
you really,
brought down.
You grabbed that story out of my hands.
Really?
You're throwing it away, man.
Well.
All right. Well, okay.
Time to move on.
Get our lives back. All right. Here we go.
What's next?
All right. Well,
the
okay.
dumpster fire's starting to go
this
out.
This is a bit of paranoia, and that's what we have in our president. Mm. Trump is fearful that the EU... European Union was set up to destroy the U.S.
Yes.
So this is cut 97. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
The EU has been very tough over the years. It was I always say it was formed to really do damage to the United States.
He does always say that.
That's the reason it was formed. It was formed with all of the countries from Europe, I guess most of them, not all of them. And they formed together to create a little bit of a monopoly situation, to create a unified force against the United States for trade. Monopoly. So they have NATO, which is largely the same countries, and they took advantage of us dollar-wise and militarily until I got there.
He's counting his pennies, you know. It's the countries in the European Union, but not all of them. Just some of them. You know, we're really glad that he thought that through. He always does that to make it sound like he really thought about it.
He knows what he's talking about.
But here is the actual truth. This is Cut 93. Let's listen.
Okay. President Trump announced the implementation of 20% reciprocal tariffs on EU nations. This would significantly cut the volume of transatlantic trade. Why has he done this?
The European Union was formed in order to screw the United States. That's the purpose of it.
That's good.
All right. Yeah. So I want you to pick that up after the break here. Because he goes on to explain why that's a ridiculous comment. Of course, we all recognize it's a dumbass comment anyway. Just on the surface, we don't need to know any more. But I do want to know more as we dig deeper and deeper into the Dumpster Fire Friday.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll be giving away our last pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival that's going on next week.
Yeah. General admission tickets.
That's
right.
Pick
your theater.
You can pick your theater and pick your film. And Rocker will be back in the studio because it's Friday, and he'll have a Max Inc. preview, some great local music happening around our area. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Happy Friday. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is one of the weirdest Elvis songs.
Yeah.
WMPX, John and Gordy in the Morning.
Burn in Love.
Yeah, I know. What a strange thing this was.
Very weird.
No, it didn't bring him back.
It is 6:52, John and Gordy in the Morning. And
Dumpster Fire Friday, that's what we're celebrating here, during Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm. We're getting rain showers and some thunderstorms and some hail here and there, and we're going to see the storms moving out, but some of the rain lingering off and on today.
We got a text from Matt.
Yeah.
He said, and as soon as I get rid of this damn box.
Get the cursor over. Here, why don't you give that to
me? I can't control it with my left hand at all. Totally destructive.
Okay.
Matt out in Middleton says, we have to exercise so we can eat more. And that is so true, isn't it?
Yeah, we were talking about exercise.
Right, you can snack. It gives you an excuse to snack because, well, I exercise. I burn a lot of calories.
Yes.
I can add a few extras. It doesn't matter at this point.
Well, people are getting ready for Easter. You know, they have Easter get-togethers and, get the family together, have an Easter dinner, right?
Or how about Steve Clemens out in Sun Prairie?
Yeah.
He says, whenever I hear this term used in the media, Doge.
Yeah.
I yell out, it's pronounced douche. There you go.
Okay, Steve, thank you for that.
The whole thing here is, there was a song, right? Blinded by the Light, which Manfred Mann sang douche in it, right?
Well, Springsteen wrote it. The word is actually deuce in the lyrics.
And did Springsteen reason why he said deuce in the first place?
Who knows? I don't know. Rock trivia time now. No,
But you watched it. It was a concert film, right?
Okay. Springsteen did that one-man show a few years ago on Broadway, and you can see clips of that show where he kind of goes through his whole, you know, a lot of his most popular songs and sort of explains them.
Plays
a few of them on just acoustic guitar. And that one, he went he went deep on that one and talked about every line in that song and how it really was
didn't
just something.
Didn't make any sense at all.
It didn't really,
We're talking.
Okay.
When we're talking about the EU and how it was put together to do something negative against the U.S., I mean, this is a theory now that that Trump is throwing out there, saying that EU wants to destroy the U.S., and that's why they brought it together. But there is a truth to that. Now, let's play the explanation on that, which we didn't have time for before. Let's play.
President Trump announced the implementation of 20% reciprocal tariffs on EU nations. This would significantly cut the volume of transatlantic trade. Why has he done this?
The European Union was formed in order to screw the United States. That is the purpose of it.
Is this true? Let's dive into the history. I'm Ben Steele. I'm Senior Fellow and Director of International Economics at the Council on Foreign Relations. I study macroeconomics and in particular right now, trade policy. In the immediate aftermath of World War II, Western Europe was completely devastated. Its economy was no longer functioning. The United States was rapidly withdrawing its troops from Europe. The State Department in the United States, however, was very concerned that unless these states cooperated, they would not be able to recover quickly. They would not be able to provide for their own security, and they would not be good long-term customers for U.S. industry. So the plan that was developed within the State Department was to revive Europe's economy as quickly as possible with large-scale financial aid accompanied by an integration of the European economies so that they would interact as efficiently as possible. America's primary aim was to rebalance the European economies, since they could not afford American capital goods, quickly revitalize their economies and make them good long-term customers for American products. And that is exactly what happened. There were conflicts in the trade relationship, but on balance, it was very good for U.S. growth. And I think this only serves
to
underscore
that.
There you go.
That's an explanation. It's pretty good.
I mean, it is.
You know, that's the whole reason. And we did it. We brought this on ourselves. It wasn't the EU's plan at all.
Right.
All right, let's go to Mark. He's on the line. What do you got for us, Mark, this morning?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, you brought up, Tracy, a couple of things you brought up. Tracy Ullman earlier, that I can remember the bit she had on her show, Tracy Ullman show, that her painted black bit, where, you know, to the tune of the Stones painted black. I mean, she wakes up with her entire picture painted black. That that's a great bit there. But for Donald Trump, I mean, to criticize, you know, like going over to Europe, you know, for anything, Trump seems to have imported a lot of his wives from over in Europe. Of course, it's Eastern Europe he's got them from, and apparently they're all coming from the former Soviet Union. Well, maybe that's his little Russian connection right there.
That could be. That could be.
Possibly.
Yes. That is kind of an amazing coincidence.
His brain, and you notice a big old bald spot then on Trump's head that just gets getting bigger and bigger, that his comb over just isn't quite covering it anymore, and maybe that's part of his complete decline.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Thank you. Those comments.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I think he's wearing a little piece, a little hair piece now. They glue on there.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a text here from Doug.
Yeah.
He says, "You guys had the rug pulled out from under you by Marjorie Taylor Greene. She used tasers at her town meeting and instantly got nationwide viral coverage."
Yeah. He was encouraging us to have a taser fight.
That's right. The coverage could have been yours if you had moved ahead with the John and Gordy Taser Festival.
Yeah, we missed the boat on that one.
Doug should be in charge of our promotional department.
He should. Okay, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll have a couple more tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival, and Rocker will join us in studio with a Maxing preview, all coming up
on a Dumpster Fire Friday.
That's it.
As we were saying, let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.